Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Free, coming to you live from Koreatown, New York City. That's right. Coming to my house, J Train Podcast. Your emails, your stories, your questions. Every Tuesday and Friday. That's right. Shake it out. Tuesday, people. It's time to get the week started. Monday wasn't great. You recovered. This is when the real week starts. J Train Podcast. Every Tuesday, we answer your emails. J Train Podcast. Every Tuesday we answer your emails.
Don't mind if I do.
Don't mind if we do. That's right, Shakira. That's right. We're here for the Haas. And listen, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Keep spreading that word. And if you're listening right now, I'm going to be in Nashville this weekend. That's right, Dashy Town. Bring the group chat. Bring the group chat. Then I'm going to be in San Diego. The post-Shelby birthday, the my birthday weekend.
Best weekend of the year.
Best week of the year. Shelby and J Train, birthday week. Then Boston, New York. JaredFree.com, JaredFree.com. Let's get to the guests. Very excited to have them here. A OKP. Original key player.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief.
I love this music that we're playing right before. Now.
It's great, right?
Wow.
Pump it up.
Do you have the rights to it or you're
Don't
just...
easy there. Easy there. Not trying to say the R word. Carly Aquilino, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I love your intro.
I love having you on the show.
Thank you.
It was
so She's an icon. She's a legend.
That's right.
And she is the moment.
You're the moment. And I got to say, I was just a guest on Carly and Emma Willman's fantastic podcast called Secret Keepers Club.
Yep.
We didn't even, do the show. We just kept going.
Yeah, we were catching up.
Catching up.
As friends. We were catching up. And then at the end, I was like, oh, because I had prompted them, oh, if you want a guy to answer your questions, email. So I got a bunch of emails.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, we're doing one.
Yeah, we did one. But I would encourage everyone to get involved with Secret Keepers Club because Emma and Carly are fantastic. But if you
Thank
want
you.
The appetizer into their show, you can nibble on some J Train the way in. So you can go listen to their, and I always promote, there's a podcast app called Laughable. And Laughable is a great app where you can find other podcasts via, you can you can subscribe to me, and then you can see those, not only these shows, but the ones I've been guests on.
Oh, wow.
So they can
a great app.
It's a great idea. So they can find Secret Keepers Club via me and then get into all your episodes because you guys are fantastic.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Every Monday, Secret Keepers Club, Carly and Emma Willman, great show.
Yeah.
And we got into it, and I was your first...
You're my first guy in the studio.
Straight man.
You're my first straight guy. We've only ever had, it's always just me and Emma.
Yeah.
So we have only ever had guests when the other one's away.
Yes.
And the only other guest has ever been Rosebud.
Okay.
So you were the first guy that was a guest on the show.
Co-host, dude, and I was referred to as the penis man.
The penis man, or the penis man.
Penis man, because I'm Jewish.
Right,
that was the whole...
That's what
I've laughed at that joke. I came back after that, and I told my girlfriend, I was like, I was like, look at how funny I was. I did. I was like, you know the deal. I was like, you might call it a penis man, but I'm a Jew. You ever notice that when you're Jewish, the last name is a man instead of a man?
Did she like it?
She was like, yeah, that's funny.
Like, she's not like, I'm so sick of you.
Yeah, yeah. It was like not even not as much as like we were like dying and right. having a great time. I yeah. was like, well, you've really
That was yeah. a ball.
It was a ball.
We had a ball. I will say I forgot to mention, and I'll say it, it's probably better off that I say it on your podcast. When the last time I was on your podcast, I want to say a couple months later,
okay.
One of your listeners came up to me at a bar and said hi.
Really?
Yes, he said, I hear you on the J Train podcast. I've
Love
heard you
that.
On it. It was a bar in Brooklyn by my house called Birdies.
Birdies.
So if you're it's a dive bar, it's my favorite bar.
If you're out there still.
So if you're out there listening, hey.
Hey back.
Hey back.
Well, you get approached all the time.
Sometimes.
Well,
I wouldn't say all
we
the time.
We left your studio. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
And it was so, this dude, so you and I are talking outside the studio, okay?
Yeah.
We're having a, we're catching
we're
up.
Chatting.
We're chatting.
Yeah.
We're talking about whatever we're talking about. This guy comes over and he's like, hey, I'm a huge fan. I don't want to be that guy. You know when someone, like the way he did it was like, He was like, I get that I'm being annoying, but I'm going to be annoying.
Well, I'm usually like, when people do come up to me, I'm never like, oh, fuck this person. I'm always flattered.
You couldn't have been nicer to this person.
I'm nice always.
Yeah.
There was something there.
Men don't know how to, I don't think people know how to give compliments. He goes,
yeah.
Can I say what he said?
Yeah,
you could say He goes, I just want to, he gives this whole comment, I love you, you're great.
Like, thank you,
He
yeah.
goes, I don't want to take a picture. Then he kept like being like, should we take a picture? I don't want to be that guy.
And I like, was like, let's take one.
Just be the guy.
I don't care, yeah.
Be the guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, and by the way, I think you're underratedly hot.
Get him out of here.
Who
Get out of
is
here.
Doing the here. Rating?
It's so bad.
Compared
dude.
To what?
I told my boyfriend. My boyfriend's like, I was like, this guy like said like, oh, you're low key hot. He said like,
is that what
oh,
he said?
Like
I thought it was underrated. It was underratedly hot because I remember thinking like,
because it was something like,
who, what list is he referencing?
Right, yeah, he said something like that, and it was silly.
It was really ridiculous, and I'm like, dude, like. And then at that point, I was like, do I step in? Do I say like,
no,
hey, get out
fine.
Of here?
Yeah, you know? The weird part was, he was like, oh, is this where you record?
Yeah, you.
And I said, yeah. And he's like, well, now I know where you are and what days and times you're here. And
yeah.
I was like.
Yeah. He said that.
Yep.
And at that point, like, yeah, you made a face. And I was like, this was like, is what I'll be telling the police about at some point.
I think he was harmless. I think he was harmless.
I guess I know where you are at all times of the day. This
I
is
think
very
he just,
curved.
Like you're saying, he just didn't know.
He didn't know.
He didn't know what to say.
But that's the thing. Men get let off the hook a lot. You know,
yeah.
It's always, they didn't know. And then
yeah.
murder.
Right. You know, like, oh, it's yeah. Like, that's the beginning of every documentary. It's like, he didn't know.
Yeah.
Boom.
We just thought he was some guy who was fumbling because he was into you. You know, like, and it's like, I don't know. Women, they're like, I don't know. She was just nervous. And then it's
yeah.
her, like, being nervous again. Like,
right,
it's
right,
not her
right.
murdering.
Right, right. Exactly. It's just her having anxiety.
Do you get approached like that a lot? Is there?
Not, definitely since I changed my hair. Now I have brown hair. Like mm-hmm. I used to have bright, bright red hair.
The bright red hair was like your thing.
But it was so like, you could see me from a mile away. It was so bright.
Yeah,
I look at pictures. I'm like, wow, it was bright.
You were
like,
a lighthouse.
I didn't realize. Yeah. I was like, look at me.
We could find you in a foggy storm.
Oh, for yeah. sure. For yeah. sure. So it was like, that was a thing where like people
sure.
would recognize me from my hair. And then after that, every so often.
Well, I'm a huge Carly fan.
Thank you. And now I know where you are.
And now I know where you are and what hours of the day. I mean, but like.
And then he commented, remember? He
what?
Commented right as soon as I got in my Uber on my Instagram.
Oh my God.
And I sent it to you.
I do remember. This
yeah.
This is...
It was cute.
Hi! I know where you are online, too. Just to make sure you weren't creeped out enough.
He was nice.
He was very nice.
He was nice.
Yeah, he had some of the ugliest pants I've ever seen someone wear in my entire life. But he was very nice.
He's going to find you.
I know.
He's going to find you.
Hey, you're ruining things for me and Carly! I'm very excited to have Carla here. I want to get to the emails because we're going to just do it. Like, I mean, let's, you know the show. You know what we do here. Yep. We got Shelby on the ones and twos.
Shelby.
That's right. And here at Feather Nation Studios. And listen, if you're looking for a place to do a podcast, Carly brought up how nice this podcast
is. This is a great studio. They have Jared's picture on the wall.
That's right.
So it's like his mom's house.
This is, you're at my mom's house.
Yeah.
Feather Nation Studios, we do it at Nomad Works, which is like a shared workspace. So if you're looking for like a place to do these things, I'm going to tag Virtual Comedy Networks in my Instagram. You can reach out to them. So maybe if you want to inquire.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
It's been nice, easy.
I'm happy that I'm in the right building.
You're at
because
the right building.
There's four different awnings. With this address.
It's a little
and one confusing. Of them is a restaurant. So I was like, probably it's not in there. And then I was just like, which other
What if it was just me in the back of an Italian place eating pasta?
Honestly, and that's a concept. That's a concept. I bet you
Pat's someone Pasta Podcast.
Does that.
Yeah, it's
someone
coming.
Does that.
Definitely happening in LA. Yep. So let's do the emails. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. And if you listen, we got YouTube, baby. Hi, YouTube. We're here.
We got YouTube.
We got the YouTubes. That's
like it just was invented.
Yeah, it just happened. You could subscribe. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go, 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 go. Am I being bought?
Uh-oh.
Saw you live and love all that you do. Told everyone I know to follow and listen. Saw you live in November at the Cellar and you were great. This is all sort of a follow-up email. I previously emailed you asking if I should fly out with this guy in Miami, to Miami for New Year's Eve after meeting on an app and being together for a month. You told me to book a ticket, so I did, and I had a good time.
Wow. All
right. Thanks. Anyways, we're approaching the three-month mark, and everything continues to be great. He always takes me out, pays for everything. He has told me multiple times when I try to pay that I am with him, I will never have to pay. I don't like that. It's cheesy.
Yeah.
Carly just rolled her eyes harder than I've ever seen someone roll their eyes. He has even paid for my Uber's home. Well, obviously, I don't mind not paying. I do feel bad. I know he can afford to pay for these things, but I would like to somehow contribute. He got me a really nice expensive gift in Miami just because. Besides for basically paying for the whole vacation. He would not even let me pay for a drink or workout class when we were there. Workout class.
Okay.
someone had a trip.
Busy vacation.
Yeah. The workout class when we were there, despite me telling him that I felt I needed to contribute something. With that said, I am pretty sure he is going to do something like this on Valentine's Day, and I want to get him something or at least do something for him besides the V-Day blowjob, LOL. Okay. thing is, I'm not exactly sure what to do yet since we have only been together for 3 months and have not defined the relationship. Any ideas on what I can get or do? Also, how do I tell him that it's sometimes awkward for me to allow someone to pay for everything and that I would like to contribute more? Thanks. What do you think? Have you ever been in the situation where the guy's like paying to the point that it's uncomfortable?
I think that it depends on which stage you're at in the relationship. If it's the very beginning of the relationship, I could see it getting a little uncomfortable because it's one thing if you're with someone, you're with a guy for 6 months, a year, whatever. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, you might feel just uncomfortable by it because there's a huge imbalance there. And it's not just, oh, well, I'm taking you out to dinner. It's I'm taking you on vacation. I'm paying for your, you know, goddamn soul cycle classes or wherever they're going and other things. And she's expressing to him like, I want to pay. So I think the best thing she could do is just do little small gestures for him. You know, if you notice he said he likes something, but then it's also like you're also making someone else feel obligated to get you a really nice gift. You know what I'm saying? And they've only been together 3 months.
There's two different problems here. There's the problem she has of like, hey, this guy's paid for a lot of things.
Right.
You know, I feel like, you know, the ledger has built up.
Right.
And
the
now,
invoice.
The invoice.
You might have to do anal on Valentine's Day. You're not you're not giving a BJ. Girl.
Yeah, like she's got the CVS receipt and it's rolled out to the ground and she's like going up it like, how am I going to keep up with all this?
I owe him.
Oh my God. Like her asshole is just as she's going up the receipt, her asshole keeps spreading. Just like, oh no. She's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Get the lube. You know, like that's the thing that like she's in a position where that's annoying because like I got to fucking
get this a is gift. Costing me more money now.
It's building up.
Yeah.
I'm there's a debt
right.
mentally that I'm building up.
Right.
And it doesn't matter.
Right.
His feelings don't matter in this.
Yeah.
This is you're allowed, no one can tell you how to feel.
Right.
And you feel that you are in a position of owing him. And
right.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and now this, you're at a, you feel, and this is has nothing to do with him again.
Yeah.
You feel that a check has been written that your ass can't cash.
Right, right.
And that's annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's
what you get him, I don't know. That's a different question than the real question here is that he's not letting me pay for anything and it's awkward.
Right.
And I need to bring this up.
I think also if somebody has a lot of money, it might feel like he might feel like, oh, it's silly. You know what I'm saying? Like, is he loaded? Does he have money like that? Or is it just like he's trying to court you in a way, quote unquote, but I can't think of a better word. Because then that's not sustainable to be taking people on vacations and all of that
stuff. This is something you're completely right about. This is something that we have to acknowledge.
Yeah.
When billionaires.
Right.
When a billionaire's child marries a millionaire's child.
Right.
The billionaire pays for the wedding.
Right.
Because the billionaire looks at the millionaire and goes,
aw.
First they pity them.
Aw.
But they go, hey, we have needs that you cannot, that we are never going to put on someone else.
Right.
I totally thank you. Please contribute. And I know this might sound a certain way, but we have certain things. We have security. We have, you know, we're going to have it in a hotel that we want to invite 700 people.
Right.
And we're never going to make you do that.
Right.
But we're going to pay for it.
Right.
That's what the billionaire says to the millionaire.
Right. Right.
You know, and whether it's male, female, whatever it is, that's what happens.
Right. And I think the millionaire is like, true.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
this
is, that's a realistic way to look at it.
So this situation, if you're dating a guy or a woman or anyone where they're like, my lifestyle is crazy.
Right.
I understand that. I'm not going to make someone pay for my lifestyle.
Right, right.
But I like you so much that I want you included in my lifestyle. That's a different story than what he said. And here's the problem. Here's the real issue. He's paying instead of communicating. So when he says, when she writes, he has told me multiple times when I try to pay that when I am with him, I'll never have to pay. That's the eye roll moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment where he's like, he doesn't value your opinion. He doesn't value what you're not. The real, to be honest, the guy who has a lifestyle where he says, hey, my lifestyle is so crazy, I would never make you pay for that. That's a more vulnerable conversation than when you're with me, kid.
You never have to pay.
Yeah, the world is yours and oysters and champagne. And you'll be having pearls and I'm going to put a pearl necklace on your face. Like, it's like, dude, you're trying. So what I would be nervous about if I were her and I would say to her, you need to have a vulnerable talk with him.
Yeah.
You need to say to him, hey, honestly, like, I'm having a great time with you, but it makes me a little uncomfortable that you pay for everything. And it's not just that you pay for everything. It's that you kind of don't value that I'm
trying. Yeah, yeah. I think it's also like maybe you can, if you really like this guy, maybe you could come to a compromise with him. Maybe you could say, okay, if every 4 times you take me out to dinner, I'll take care of it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, oh, I want to take you out. But if he's really persistent, I could see that getting very annoying.
But even
maybe
that,
cook for him.
That,
cook for him on Valentine's Day.
But I think that conversation needs to happen for this to be a real relationship. At this point, this is a fake. This is a Disney cartoon relationship.
Fake. It's fake. And that's what I'm saying. Like, unless this guy's loaded, we need an explanation here.
Exactly.
We need an explanation here because that's not a sustainable lifestyle. If I were her, actually, I would get him nothing for Valentine's Day, not even a card. And I would say, well, I thought you didn't want
me to spend any deal.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, at this point, there's a point where he's not just purchasing you things and events and SoulCycle classes. He's purchasing your opinion being out of the conversation.
Right.
And if some people want that relationship.
Yeah, some people do. But I think it's an unfair imbalance.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Carly Aquilino. At Carly Aquilino on Instagram. Go follow, go follow, go follow right now.
Yes, follow.
Now.
Love
now. Now.
Engage with the guest on social media.
They're like, how do you spell her last name?
Secret Keepers Club. She'll be tagged on mine. Boyfriend's friend overstaying his welcome.
Oh, God. I already... This just made me start sweating.
We're sponsored, people, before we get onto this email. Because, listen, that's called a tease in the business.
Yep.
Okay. Ritual. The podcast is sponsored by Ritual. We all want to do the right thing to keep our bodies healthy in the long run. But even if we try really hard to eat kale and drink green smoothies, we're still most likely not getting all the essential nutrients we need on a daily basis. Enter Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Okay. Get ready, ladies. You can't eat a pound of kale per day. Ritual's Essentials fills in the gaps in your diet so you get everything from D to omega-3, all in their clean, absorbable forms. No shady additives or ingredients. If you hate taking pills, this is for you. No more choking down pills. Ritual is just two easy-to-take capsules full of 9 nutrients. They're no nausea capsule. Man, that sounded Jewy. The no nausea capsule design is gentle.
Get a life, Jews.
on an empty stomach. God. And there's a mint tab in every bottle to keep things fresh so you don't get that fishy aftertaste common with omega-3s. From D3 to omega-3, Ritual's Essentials for Women helps fill the gaps in a woman's diet. So here we go. Better health doesn't happen overnight. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/JTrain. That's ritual.com/JTrain to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months. ritual.com/JTrain, ritual.com/JTrain. My boyfriend and I moved in together after doing long distance for 2 to 3 years. We have been together. Everything is going great, but recently one of his friends has been inviting himself to crash on our couch, and it's starting to get under my skin. Ugh.
Hate that.
Crash on the couch.
I
get
hate
the
that.
Fuck
That's,
out of here.
Get him out of here.
Unless you're
get
18 years old.
Get out of here.
Yeah, my boyfriend met his friend about 7 years ago when they both lived on the East Coast. In 2017, my boyfriend and I moved out to San Diego where he met me. In 2018, his friend also moved out to San Diego, but made zero effort to see or hang out with him. They lived in the same city for a year and didn't hang out once, despite my boyfriend's invitations to get together. At the end of 2019, my boyfriend moved in with me about 3 hours away from San Diego. And around the same time, his friend decided to divorce his wife of 10 years. Ooh, this is making more sense as the email goes along. In the past, his friend has invited himself to visit us twice. The first time was on New Year's Eve when my boyfriend and I had wanted to keep it low-key because we were both sick. He third-wheeled our dinner date. Oh, my God. And ended up staying 4 nights when originally we thought it would be just 2. The second time was this past weekend for the Super Bowl. Again, we thought it was just for the weekend, but he told us he took 2 days off so he could stay longer. I don't mind this guy in small doses, but spending days... listen.
No.
Nobody wants anybody on their couch.
Never.
Ever.
Not even for one night.
I don't mind this guy in small doses, but spending days on end with him is starting to wear on me. I feel like I started to focus on the narcissistic personality, on his narcissistic personality and his lack of social awareness. Might be the reason for the divorce.
Right.
I also don't mind him there on a weekend, but I work extremely long hours during the week, and when I get home, I just want to relax in my own space, which is hard to do when a large man has set up camp on our couch in our tiny one-bedroom apartment.
Ugh.
I'm glad that my boyfriend has gotten to spend time with his longtime friend, but I feel like this guy is just starting to use us as a crash pad when he wants to get away because he still lives with his soon-to-be ex-wife. I like this email because as more information comes, the more we understand why he's staying
situation.
With you.
The situation, right.
He also makes a lot of comments about how he plans to come up regularly.
Oh, my God. There's no one in sight for this poor thing.
What is this bullshit about?
Yeah, what is... this is like...
That's bad.
This is... What's the best way to address this with my boyfriend? I don't want my boyfriend to feel like I hate his friend and I never want him to visit, but I would also like us both to be able to compromise and set boundaries with this guy so that he's not spending 2 4-day weekends a month at our place.
Wow.
Thanks for all you do, your great advice, and all the laughs you send my way. What do you think?
Oh, my God. First of all, I can't believe that she hasn't said something yet. If that was me, I would be going to bed every night with my boyfriend like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, bring it up immediately.
Over.
Bring it up immediately. And men and women are different in this situation, I feel like, because a guy might not actually care that his friend is on the couch. Like, I don't know.
I would care.
You would care.
One time in college, I'll tell this story real quick before we get. One time I was in college, we had these two rooms. My friends and I decided that we were all going to bunk up in one room for the semester.
Why?
Because we were going to make one room Bunkzilla, and it was going to be four queen-size bunk beds.
Wow.
And we were going to call it Bunkzilla.
Gotcha.
And the other room, because it was in our fraternity, so the fraternity had like 30 rooms in it.
Okay, so then the second room was like the chill room, like the living room.
So we were in room 5 and 6. We changed the name of 5 to Bunkzilla.
Bunkzilla.
And we changed the name of 6 to 6A because it was the living room and the living
area.
What
a different vibe.
Well, one had bunk beds and the other was just a better 6A. 6. So I was supposed to be in 6A.
Right.
6, which became 6A.
Right.
So there were two closets in 6. So all of my stuff and my roommate's stuff was in there. And then we lived in Bunkzilla.
Okay.
Okay. So we had the situation. People were invited to come into 6A. You could hang out. We had, you know, this is going to be a hangout room.
Right.
We understood that.
Right.
But also, it's our room.
Right.
Let's not forget.
Right.
So this is, so I think like the first or second week of the semester, this other guy, Kevin, starts crashing on the 6A couch.
No, he doesn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you drama.
It's here. Drama's here.
So true.
The other Bunkzilla roommates kind of tiptoed around this. They're like, oh, well, Kevin, you know, he's trying to get shit together. He's not enrolled. We weren't sure if he was enrolled. Is he in the school? But he was in our fraternity.
You should have said this in, like, the confessional room.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're not sure.
No one really knew Kevin's situation.
That's, I mean, to be in a fraternity and living in a house and also declaring your own room that's not actually yours is very ballsy when you're not enrolled in the school.
But it's ballsy. Well, but that's the thing about a fraternity is it becomes like, you know, it becomes vague. And this is kind of relating this to this woman's situation where it's like, I got the friend, I got the whatever. And it's like, I understand where she's sitting at because I had three other roommates at that point because of Bunkzilla that we all shared 6A.
Right.
And like, it is my place to say, I don't really feel comfortable with this guy crashing here, but we have opened this up as a community space.
Right.
So what do we do?
Right.
I let it go a week. Just in the same way this woman has let it go.
Yeah.
And then there was a point, and it was the winter time. It was the second semester. There was a point where, and I would kind of like, I would always, I'm a little bit of a rabble rouser. So I would kind of be like, what's going on here? And I kind of got, the vibe that everyone else was like, yeah, I don't know what to say either. Like everyone was kind of in that boat.
Right.
So one day,
he's putting everyone in a bad position.
It's uncomfortable.
He's making everyone uncomfortable.
When the person with no self-awareness wins.
Always. Because everyone else is like, how do you not know?
The people with that knot in their brain. And we all know those people. The people that don't have that thing.
No.
And it's like, and you go, how do you not have that thing?
Right. How do you not have that thing?
So I go, so one day I just was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
And there's a point where I become the Jewy person from the last ad. A lot of nausea. Like, I'm like...
nausea.
Yeah. I'm like... There was a point where I was like, fuck this.
Did you yell or you were...
So one day I came in the room. It was snowing out. It's like 2 degrees out. Middle of Pennsylvania. I'm at Penn State. Freezing. Yeah. I come in there. It's fucking cold. And this guy's on the couch again. And it's like... I'm also like...
Kevin.
Fucking, I'm stepping over Kevin to get to my fucking pants in the closet.
Your pants in your closet.
Exactly.
Right.
So I come in the room and I go, I open all the windows to the room.
Oh, so you went like ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. I open every single, this is me opening all the windows and it's freezing. Snow's coming in. And Kevin is now shivering on the couch during his fucking siesta.
He didn't say anything? And like, dude, shut the window?
No, he was like, and I just opened all the windows. I go, hey, we're airing it out of here. Get the fuck out. Stop sleeping here.
Good for you.
and that was
you.
The end.
And then that'll be it.
He moved on to another room.
And then you guys now lived in still Bunkzilla.
Still in Bunkzilla. 6A.
And Kevin came, was a member of Bunkzilla. Oh, he was out. He was canceled.
Cold denim. Okay. Motherfucker.
That's right. Good. He's out. So, but that's the thing. That's why no one else in Bunkzilla was like, no one knew what to say,
right?
Because it's like this other fifth person.
So weird.
That
yeah.
wasn't involved, even though it is a community space. So like, I opened all the windows. Yeah. I was like, dude, get the fuck out.
Let's go.
It's over.
Yeah.
He moved on to another room, and that's what happened. So that's the thing with
weird.
This guy. So
squatters are the worst people.
The worst.
The worst.
So I would do kind of what I would. I think the move.
Yeah.
You go to your boyfriend. You go. Hey, what do you... I would say this. Keep it open-ended. What do you think of this guy staying here?
Okay.
Get him talking.
Yeah.
And let him talk. Give
yeah.
him his moment.
Yeah. Because
that's kind of what I did when I went to the other room. I was like, yo, this
what's
Kevin
happening?
Thing is crazy.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Yeah.
I would just be like, what's happening here? And then I would
right.
get the sense of like how they were feeling. Your
right.
boyfriend's going to go, yeah, it's kind of annoying. I don't know. He's
right,
going through a
right.
thing. And then I would let it get out and I would go, okay, well, here's how I feel.
Yeah.
I want him out. I don't want him staying here.
Yeah.
We live together, and it makes me feel uncomfortable
right.
every time he's here. And if your boyfriend can't see eye to eye with this, this isn't the match. You guys
right.
aren't too...
Right.
You know, like, when I kicked out Kevin, the roommates, they all went...
Peace,
yeah, yeah.
Kevin. Yeah.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks.
Yeah. They were like, we're glad you did that.
We needed someone to be the HBIC.
Right, right. The head bitch in charge.
That's right.
I totally agree. Definitely see where he's at with it. But if he can't see why that would make it, like, you're a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a small one bedroom apartment. You said there's no reason that someone should be overstaying their welcome frequently.
Yeah.
It's not okay. And your boyfriend needs, it's your boyfriend's job essentially to set that boundary with his friend.
That's right.
Because if he doesn't, it's never going to happen. He needs to be like, you know what, man, we work a lot. She said she works late. Could you imagine working all day,
no,
coming home, and some divorced guy has been on your couch for 4 days?
And,
I mean, are you kidding?
And if your boyfriend can't see that there's some amount of using going on,
yeah.
it's inappropriate. So that's why you go to him first. How do you feel?
Right.
Then you go, okay, well,
don't
care. This is how I feel.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, or do I have to go open up all the windows and kick him out?
Right, right.
Because I'm either going to make it uncomfortable, and then we're going to have a different discussion.
Right.
Or you're going to fucking do
or
something.
Or you set
it.
A boundary there.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Ooh, shit. Native. Love Native. Are you looking for a natural deodorant? Know that making that change can be hard. You don't want something to try that doesn't work, even if it's all natural. Well, I got a great new sponsor, Native. We've pushed Native before.
Love Native.
I'm a user. Are you a user?
Oh, my God. Coconut vanilla?
That's
bye.
Right.
Bye.
That's right.
So good.
Game over.
Yep.
Stop looking.
And I bought it for everyone for Christmas.
Did
this
you
is
really?
Not, I'm not in the sponsorship. I'm just telling you. They sponsor my podcast, too, and I bought everyone that I know Native for Christmas.
And you know why Carly did that? Because there's no risk to trying.
Oh, so good.
Best part of Native is no risk. Native has free shipping and free returns in the U.S. Okay? So listen, I'm using it. Carly's using it. Shelby's using it. James is using it. We're in a very small room. It smells like a daisy in here.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
We're in a very small room. 100% of the people are using it.
Yeah. So my girlfriend was a big natural deodorant person. I, you know, didn't really buy the hype.
Right.
Now we're in.
Yeah.
Okay? We you know, and we live in a wood shack, and we, you know, frequent Vermont a lot now. Everything's
right.
changed.
Right.
I'm going to give you some free money. 20% off. That's 20% off. That's 20% off your first purchase. Visit nativedeodorant.com. Use code JTRAIN during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com. Code JTRAIN during checkout. It's safe. It's Native deodorant. Doesn't contain aluminum, parabens, or talc. This is great, and it smells great, and it works. Coconut and vanilla. That's the
game.
That's
what you use?
I'm in on that,
so
too.
So good.
NativeDeodorant.com, code JTRAIN for 20% off your first purchase.
Smells so good.
Jamie Lee's right. Met a hot DJ on my flight. You just got chills? I don't know what just happened to Carly.
I just DJ... It's a DJ thing.
You're into him?
No.
Not into him?
No.
Okay. I think it goes one way or the other.
I'm not anti-DJ. I actually have friends that are DJs, and they're great people. But
I think it goes one of the
majority.
I think DJs are kind of like
Instagram models.
Yeah, you're either in or you're out.
Right, right. There are real good ones, and then there are other ones that are just like, some guys are like, I'm a DJ, but they don't actually DJ.
It's an easy job to lie about.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy situation just happened to me. I'm moving up to the East Coast this week, and in this weekend, I flew back down south to get my shit and move it to my new city this coming weekend. When I showed up to the airport, got into the security line, I immediately saw this super gorgeous hot chick in the line. I thought it was extremely weird. She was eating some noodles or some shit in the security line. Thought it was weird, but didn't think much of it until she ended up sitting next to me on the flight. Don't really say anything for about half the flight. I'm a low-key music producer, so I was focused on making beats and didn't have anything to say. He's not helping the douche factor of music producing. No, I was just focused on making beats.
Just beating on the beating on the plane.
Just focus on making beats, doing business in Delta Comfort. But halfway through the flight, she pulls out her laptop, opens up a program I've never seen before, figures she was just watching a movie. So I was wondering what her taste was. I then took further. So you're looking at her computer. All right.
Get out of here.
I then looked further and realized it's a different beat making software, but I was familiar with other producers who use it. Now it has, it has its advantages. Yeah, he's like, oh, he's got one hand up to his ear.
Yeah, the other, just with one headphone on.
One headphone on, yeah.
Or when they go like this,
yeah,
they put it in between. The...
And then somebody like taps him and says something.
Right.
To, yeah.
Right. What? Somebody what? Taps him on the yeah. shoulder and they're like, what?
What?
I do like music.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, this is...
I love it.
I used to do this thing. DJ is the easiest thing to look like you're working.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in my fraternity... This is my second fraternity story of the podcast, but it makes sense. When I was pledging my fraternity, my move... We gotta get this on camera because this is what I would do. Okay? When I pledged my fraternity... The key, you would have to clean the house. And the key to not being asked to do something is to be looking like you're busy doing something.
DJ.
Like a DJ. So when the brotherhood would come around the house, anytime I saw someone while I was pledging, I would start looking at a wall like this. I'd start going.
What would you be looking at?
It just looks busy. It just looks
busy doing what?
Like I was
like you were
structural
trying to find
work.
A beam.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
They were probably like, "Who's this guy?
Why is he looking?
Like, don't ask that guy to clean
the house." Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Jared looks like he's working on
the wall,
the architecture of the house. Yeah, like and
is
so
that guy an architect.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know what someone asked Jared to do, but it's got to be important because I'm up against the wall.
Honestly, you look like a mime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mime. But this is what DJs do. That's why DJs never fucking fooled me. Because right. DJs do that thing with one headphone out.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like.
They're looking at Facebook.
Or they somehow go like. Yeah, like yeah. Just not on your head at all. But I don't understand. Why do they need the headphones if they're in the club?
Supposedly they're listening to the next music that's coming on.
Oh, please.
I don't buy it. But the one headphone.
They have
the
to
one
do their,
headphone.
They're beat matching.
Yeah, they're matching, but they're
right.
And you know they're on Instagram, like right. You know they're on Twitter.
Oh, it's
just
on
like,
IG Live. It's on IG Live.
Yeah, they're just looking at some bullshit. They're looking at fucking
yeah.
E-news.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh yeah.
But that's why I never bought the DJ thing.
That's how I feel. When you were like DJ, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a job. That's not a job.
Right.
This guy on HNRBlock.com. I took a I took a peek.
Yeah, just. Just doing my taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always dancing a little bit. That's the version. This is DJ's doing this. Is the
I love
same
that you said.
As me going.
Just looking at the wall.
Just looking at the wall.
Just looking at
I
the wall.
I used to do it all the time. They'd be like,
no
hey,
reason.
We need, they'd come down and be like, we need three of you. The toilets are a mess. We need you, and then they'd be like, and then they'd look at me in between another guy.
Oh, he's
who
busy.
Who are you choosing to help you? Guy say like this, yeah. Or guy who's like,
definitely not you. Yeah.
Just say the word structurally.
We might be in trouble. Yeah. The house is coming down.
I don't know. Winter's coming.
You know? And I'm working my ass off.
I'm working my ass off. All right, so
that's so funny.
I then looked further and realized it's a different beat making software. I took off my headphones and was like, "So you're a producer too?" Man, this is like, it's like two douchebags coming together.
I hope the email after this is like, "I was seated next to two DJs on a flight."
Yeah, oh my god! Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. About their software.
Okay. I look further and realize that. Okay, I took off my headphones and was like, "You're a producer too." All of this is so douchey. I like the listener. Thank you for listening. But it's funny that he's like, I see this hot chick. So then I'm on the plane next to her.
Right. How did that happen?
Well, they're just like, maybe by fate, they're next to each other.
By fate.
And he's like, I guess I'll take out my DJ stuff.
Right.
Just so I make sure I look like I'm a worker. It's all
right.
Drenched in bullshit.
He's like this. Yeah.
10 years from now, they'll be married, both teachers.
Right.
She said she's making EDM, dubstep music. I make rap-ish. But we talked for the rest of the flight about producing, life, her coming to America. Yeah, she's from Australia, and a bunch of other shit. We ended up following each other on Instagram and left it at that. What's the move? She said she's never, if she's ever in DC, she'd hit me up. And we talked about it maybe collabing on some music, but I don't know what to do. Obviously, I think she's super attractive, would love to start something with her, but I don't know if she was only talking to me because of the music. She's also a successful musician, so it could be a good business to work. But she's so hot, bro. Help me get some guidance, please. Shelby is so good at the sound effects. Shout outs to him. So
great. So great.
That's from a producer.
Yeah.
So
true.
Making what do you connections.
Think? He's got the software.
What do you think about this situation?
I think that you can explore maybe working together in the future, but I think I'm not speaking for everybody, but when you meet someone and you are like chatting, whatever, and you're like, okay, here's my Instagram, instead of saying here's my number, here's my email.
Very,
it's a deflection.
It's a deflection.
That's my personal opinion, but I don't know what type of conversation they have. Like, was there flirting? Was she interested in you? Did you feel like a type of a vibe?
Sure.
You know, you're on a flight with someone for a while, you could tell if someone's flirting with you or
here's
not.
Here's the most important part of this email.
Yeah,
he had his beat stuff out first.
True.
She's moving to America for her American dream, right, from Australia.
Right.
She has
a pet kangaroo.
She's got a pet kangaroo from Australia.
Right.
Kangaroo on the leash, and it's an emotional support vest,
right,
on the flight.
Right.
So
what?
So then, that's right. She's like, I gotta find an agent.
You do EDM?
You do. I gotta came to DC to find an agent.
I can't do it.
What
software are you using?
Yeah.
I sound like a terrible Southern accent. I can't do Australian.
Someone once told me the trick to Australian is like you switch two letters. I think it's A and E or something.
Interesting.
And then they go up at the end.
At the end, yeah.
I was at the beach and I saw a shack.
But she sees his program out first.
Right.
So she's on connect mode.
Right.
So she's like, oh, shit, I'll pull out my DJ stuff. We'll talk. Maybe it's a business connect. It worked for her.
Right, right.
Her plan worked.
Right.
She's like, I'm hot. I'll pull out the fucking DJ equipment. This guy who's interested in DJ stuff will ask me what I'm doing. We'll connect over Instagram. I'll see whether he's important or not based on his Instagram.
True.
So that's what happened. So now she's basically vetting you to see if you're someone that could help her.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. The person who feels the other person can help, the person who feels to be helped the most is the one that reaches out.
Yeah.
So she hasn't reached out to you and you're asking about reaching out to her. That means you need her hotness more than she needs your business connect.
Right. And he did say she's a very successful DJ.
Is she? Did he?
So she might be a well-known DJ.
Yeah.
And
so
he should reach out to her.
If you reach out to her, it's business inquiry. Because, again, I agree with what Carly said. It wasn't a number situation.
Yeah.
This was business.
Wasn't an email.
And if she's successful, maybe you guys make great music together. Maybe you work together and things evolve from there. But I think I'm with you. You send a DM. Hey, I would love to, you know, maybe collab or whatever we're going to do, whatever people do.
Right.
And you go that way and see how it goes from there.
But yeah.
I think going for her, you have to make the decision. I think this is a big, important thing.
Right.
You need to make the decision. You might go the other way. is this a romantic thing or a DJ thing?
Right. Right.
If it's a DJ thing, you got to stick to that story.
Yeah.
If it's a romantic thing, that's okay too.
Right.
Hey, I would love to do drinks sometime. You need to ignore the DJ thing.
Right, exactly. Because if you're trying to do something professionally, you're trying to make whatever with this girl, you're going to make her feel uncomfortable if she decides, okay, yeah, let's go to the studio. I have no idea where they
sure.
go. Let's go to the studio together and work on something. And you're making passes at her. She's going to kind of be like, what the fuck?
And,
you
and
know?
Absolutely. And that's where like all this like uncomfortable, you know, male-female work relationship starts from.
Right.
And it's like, this guy seems like he wants to do the right thing. So, hey, I think you're great. Like, I went through your Instagram stuff. I'd love to do business. Or I'd love to like collaborate on something. Or
right,
hey, it was really great meeting you. I thought we had a fun conversation. I'd love to do drinks sometimes.
Right.
Those are two different. Those are that's a split in the road.
Right. Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Carly Aquilino. We're sponsored people. Ooh, Third Love.
Love it.
I'm a huge fan of Third Love.
I love Third Love.
So do you use their bras?
I do.
You do?
They also sponsor my podcast, and they sent bras and underwear.
Are the underwear
to me.
Good?
Oh, my God.
Okay,
it's
good.
So comfy, Jared. And also, it's, again, I'm not reading anything. I'm not reading anything.
You know, the computer's in front of me. They can go on YouTube and subscribe and know this for sure.
And know this for sure. It's like they're the type of underwear that's seamless, so you don't see the underwear lines through your pants. Do you know how luxurious
that's a big
that
deal.
Feels to be walking around like nobody sees?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows what's going on down there.
That's great.
Yeah.
I will say that the reason I'm a big pusher of Third Love, because I want it for me, but in T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I either
should make men's stuff.
Well, when I wear it by a T-shirt, it's either a crop top or a dress.
Right.
No T-shirt is made for the short torsoed, wide shouldered man.
Right. And also, if you find something that fits you perfectly, it's a pain in the ass to wash it because it's going to shrink.
Yeah. This is my life.
Yeah.
This is my life.
Yep.
This is my trauma.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's relatable.
But I will say to people that when I do find something that fits, I hit that button
of
again
course.
And again. I buy a million of them. So
yeah.
Here's the thing about Third Love is you can go find a bra that fits you. If you're sitting there itching at a bra, you don't need to be.
Right.
Let's go through. Let's do the fit finder. You know, they have a fit finder quiz, and they've quizzed hundreds of thousands of people.
Right.
So they have the stats. So
right.
You're going to go do the quiz. You're going to figure out what type of boobs you have, and you're going to not. There's no more squeezing into a 34A or a 36C. They offer more than 80 sizes, and excluding their signature half cup size. So all of this is to say, you should never feel uncomfortable.
Right. And bras are so uncomfortable. They're
so
uncomfortable.
Imagine.
And the quiz, they'll do like, do the straps fit? Does the back fit? Does the cut? Like, just you put in what brand of bra that you use now, mm-hmm. and you pretty much tell them what's wrong with it. And then they give you a special one.
This is like going to a bra psychic.
It's like luxury. It's like going to a, what is it called? Somebody that makes the things custom for you.
Like a tailor.
A tailor
a
or something.
A brailer.
A bespoke.
A bespoke. Third Love knows there is a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15. That's 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/JTrain now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/JTrain. Thirdlove.com/JTrain for 15% off today. Love that. Love that we have Carly Aquilino here.
Go
follow Carly.
Go.
At Carly Aquilino on Instagram. Secret Creepers Club. She does the podcast with Emma Willman. Also a favorite here. Every Monday. Go subscribe. Get involved. Okay. Now we're just going to blow through some emails. You
Let's
ready?
Blow through them.
Do back burners ever result in relationships? Met a guy on Bumble a year and a half ago. Last year we met up three times.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Not that many times.
No, that's not a lot. The only intimacy that occurred last year was he kissed me on the third date. On day one, he told me that he was moving into the city with roommates and recently got out of a 6-year relationship. Red flags. Eventually, we stopped talking his doing because essentially we were clearly looking for different things, although that was never stated. We still continued to watch each other's stories, etc. The spring came of this year, and I texted him out of nowhere, and I felt the mood was off. But I made plans to meet him out with some friends that week. That day came. Midday, I asked him if he was still up for meeting up. No response. 2 days later, he texts and apologizes, and I said, no worries. 5 months later, he sends me a fire emoji on Instagram. Long story short, we agreed to hang out a week and a half in advance. Felt different this time. He was more respectful. No late night Snapchats or him implying anything sexual. He took me to dinner and got a couple of drinks, then went to a bar and got a couple more. He talked about himself and more, and we were both still pretty sober. This was the best date we went on yet. At the end of the night, I went back to his place. We talked and hooked up only oral. I asked if he asked him if he was still looking to be single, and he replied, yeah, you never know though. Of course, what's he gonna say?
Yeah.
While looking at me. Okay. So, he wasn't looking at the floor. Must mean something. I also asked if he was seeing other people, and he said no. He asked me if I was still in the apps, and I said no, and he said I was the only one that he met there. You're the only one that he's gone a year and a half with that has stuck around this long.
Right, and had seen him 4 times.
I left that night and was the first to reach out to him a week later with a snap. Then we started snapping each other every other day, then turned into once a week on the same day for 3 months after hanging. During an innocently flirty convo, he said we should go out again soon. And when I agreed, he said, let's stay in touch. Is that weird? I then sent him a snap on New Year's Eve. He opened it hours later, didn't reply. So I stopped reaching out to him. Around this time, he was taking longer to watch my stories. So after a couple of weeks not hearing from him, I started waiting longer to watch his to show less interest. I'm annoyed at this email, but I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I mean, we've all been there, right?
I guess. But she has to.
To an extent.
To
but
an
you
extent.
Have to, you have to. He's telling you. He's telling you everything that you want to know.
Yes.
Right?
His just actions by his actions. Tell you everything. Mm-hmm. And you're looking for a different answer because she. Let me get to the end. He then started watching my stories right away. So he must notice what I watch his? No, 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 no. Question. I know he said he wants to be single, and I do believe him, but he is keeping me around as a hookup option or to eventually possibly date in the future. I guess I don't get the full understanding of back burner if it's okay to be one. Just trying to gauge his interest level of keeping me around. He's tall and very good looking, has good friends, so sex should come pretty easy for him if that's what he's looking for. She's made so many assumptions.
Right, right.
That's what bothers me about this. I get the idea of like noticing when someone watches your story, noticing when they watch it less. The fire emoji. She's like, this bothers me.
She's reading too deeply into the situation.
She reads too deeply into the positive and not enough into the negative.
Exactly.
And it's like just trying to gauge his. And here's where it all stems from. Just trying to gauge his interest level of keeping me around.
Yeah.
This isn't about his interest level.
Right.
And she goes, he's tall and good looking and has good friends and sex should come easy for him. No, no, no. Doesn't come easy. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. Right. I always say, and I've said this a million times, I've probably said this on your podcast before, if somebody likes you, there's no question. You know that he likes you. If a man likes you, he's going to go out of his way to make sure he makes time for you, that he makes you, he contacts you, he texts you, makes you feel special in that way. There's no question at that point. If you're looking, oh, well, maybe this means something. Maybe that means something. Well, I'm going to play. Stop playing the game.
The minute you try to level your interest based off of the other person's interest, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
Because so this email is written from the perspective of someone taking a ride on the bus.
Right.
She needs to start driving the bus.
Right.
And so you have to say to yourself, do I like him? What do I want? Well, I do think he's good looking. I want to date him. Okay. Right. Hey, we've kind of danced around each other. Do you want to go on a date or not?
Yeah.
And she'd go, well, I don't want to scare him away. I don't want to be too much. Well,
he's too much. He's too much.
He could let this go on forever.
Until he gets married to someone.
Exactly.
Else. Yeah.
and then he'll keep sending you fire emojis while he's married, and he'll go, well, do you think he wants to leave him?
Divorce?
Yeah, and like he'll go with me. It's like, think about how ridiculous that is.
Right, it's true. It's like drive the bus and then maybe give it one more. I wouldn't even give it the other shot
either,
because he bailed on you. You've hung out four times in a year and a half. He kissed you on the third date. The fourth date was a year later. Right, and then
this is and this email is you going to the doctor and being 700 pounds and going, am I eating too many apples?
Right, because I know they have sugar.
Yeah, they have sugar.
Right,
and it's like no. You have much bigger. There's much bigger issues here.
Right,
you need to start looking at people and going, all right, assessing. I want these things to happen with this person.
Right,
and then you have to be unafraid of hearing no.
Right
now, you're so afraid of hearing no that you're going to stick around forever. So my advice to this person, yes, again, I would leave, but hey.
If you like him.
I want a date.
Right.
Would you like to go out for drinks? If he can't do that, he can't go. He doesn't want to date you ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then here's what you also need to do. Unsubscribe from him. You need to block him from Instagram. You need
mute him.
You got to mute him.
You
have to get him out of your head, because the only reason you're remembering him or thinking fondly of him is because of the assumptions you've put on social media interactions.
Right. And you're putting too much pressure on I mean, I doubt this guy is like, well, she didn't watch my story right away.
Yeah, I'm
going to wait.
You
know what I'm saying?
You're playing a game by yourself with an invisible person. You have an imaginary friend.
Right.
Johnny watches my stories sometimes. Like, no, Johnny doesn't exist. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. What's going on?
Uh-oh.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for a year. He was very serious from the start and always treats me super well. He's over the top sometimes. He was playing his future around me. However, lately he's been off. We had an argument around New Year's when he was acting a bit distant. At the time, both of our feelings were hurt and he was on the cusp of breaking things off. I was stunned because he always acts so in love with me. He said that I am not happy and at times I was a bit on edge, but I was actually feeling great about the relationship. He said that I am not happy and at the time I was a bit on edge, but I was actually feeling great about the relationship. The next couple of weeks, he was off in all aspects of life. I didn't like it. He ultimately made some weird statement about him not being good enough and maybe I should be with someone better. Mm. Why would he say this? Yeah, well, that's the move.
That's the I want to put this on you move.
Yeah.
And
that's
anytime I hate, this is the most cop out of a breakup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone's like, oh, you're too good for me.
I'm going to
go ahead and let you go. It's the most bullshit thing I've ever heard. Yeah. And it's like, have I done that in the past? Yes, when I was young and I didn't know and I didn't have the respect and I didn't understand that you have to give people, if you're in a relationship with them, you have to give them some type of closure. You have to be honest. And
that's a way they think it's the easier way out. They beat themselves up.
Because nobody's ever been in love with someone and broke up with them because that person is too smart for them, too good looking for them, too funny for them.
Right.
It's not possible. It's never happened.
Things are going perfectly.
we should break this.
You got to be somewhere else. Listen, this is the AAA.
I wish you the best.
I need you to go to that great big world and make something of yourself.
And I'm going
to
go try and find someone more my level.
I'm going to find someone dumpy and big loser who doesn't want to make a big thing.
Right.
No, please.
No.
Go to that great world out there.
I don't deserve you.
I'm just happy I got out of you what I got. Because
if you love something, set it free.
Set it free. you're on to big things. I'm just the small radio station. You're about to be Howard Stern. You know, like
nobody's ever done that. If you're, it's just not possible. And have people say that? That's just something that people say because they don't want.
It's just trying to get out of the relationship as easy as possible.
Yeah, I've had someone say to me, "I love you. That's why we can't be together." What?
What? No.
You love me?
No.
Then why is it over?
You know, my mom did that. She kicked me out of the house at 10 years old. My mom was like, "I love you too much, and it's time for you to leave the house."
It's time for you to go.
And, you know, I've been just running the rails ever since. I've been with my stick and my
stick
clothes.
With a little bandana at the end of it that has a couple pairs of underwear.
My three pairs of underwear.
Right. Yeah, your third love bra.
My third love
and
bra.
Your and your native deodorant.
And I just go on my way. You know, mom said she loved me too much. That's right. Why I'm here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's bullshit. And it's, I will say to this girl, I'm so sorry because yeah. it's such a shitty thing to not know. You're being blindsided by the end of the relationship and he's not even giving you the closure and decency to be like, listen, I'm unhappy.
This
you
isn't
know what
the match
he's like,
me.
You're unhappy and yeah. you're too good for me.
Yeah.
But
you could be getting a lot more yeah, for your bang
first of all,
for your buck.
You're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Second of all,
well, it's his way. It's his way because, and also this happens with guys that do the "I love you, I'm planning my life with you." The guys right. that make a lot of promises.
Oh yeah,
too
early
quick.
On. Yep.
Then they have to go.
Reality. Man,
oh, they're looking at the receipt. They're going, right. "Oh my god, I gotta pay up on this check I fucking built up," right. and then they go, "No." You're too good for this. I can't even afford all this.
Right, right. You're
she
too
writes,
good for me. Bye.
I was beginning to think he doesn't want this anymore. Why else would he push me away? But I also believe he loves me a ton. Yeah, you can love someone and let them yeah. go, but you yeah. can have love for them, but you're not in love with them.
Right. Anymore.
Anymore.
You know?
I know I make him happy and he wants me a lot. He has done some extreme things to be near me. Then this week he breaks up with me after I made some small grumpy comment. The next day I called him and said that I believe in us. As at first he was resolved and then quickly said he wanted to be together. He said he was scared I didn't love him. He said he wished he could take it back and it won't happen again. He has since been as caring as normal. He is under a ton of stress and is very insecure. He was abandoned as a child. Didn't know that was coming when mm-hmm. I made my comment about the running the rails.
Right.
And is not over it. Yeah, say that there's something that to not be over. He says that he doesn't feel worthy and he believes I'll leave him. He's definitely not your average guy. He's sensitive, which I love. But he broke up with me. That must have been what he wanted. I feel kind of betrayed. I trusted that someone who loved me that much wouldn't leave me. To be fair, he hasn't done any action of leaving me, but he did write me a pretty clear breakup message. He's too busy. I'm not happy with him, but he knows I'll find someone else. Hurtful. He says it won't happen again and that he'll communicate with me, but I'm pretty unsettled. How should I feel? Should I expect another breakup now? I don't trust that he'll stay. I asked if he was scared of settling down per se, and he said not at all. I believe it somewhat. How should I feel about all this? I can't tell you how to feel.
Yeah, I can't tell you how to feel. I think I would feel, I 100% agree with everything she's saying. You feel betrayed. You feel like, wait a minute, you just broke up with me for a day or two? What is this
based
about?
On your
we
freak
have to,
out.
Yeah, we have to talk about it. We have to get to the bottom of this because it's like people have their shit, right? Mm-hmm. People have baggage. People have baggage from past relationships and things like that. And that's normal. Everybody has it in some way. But when you let that affect your partner, it starts to make things really messy and toxic because now she has trust issues.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's not going to sleep at night like, well, everything's normal and it's fine. Even if she's acting like it is, that is always in the back of your mind.
There's two options to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell her how to feel. I would feel similarly. I'd be like, now you're back, and when's this storm gonna come
What's
again?
What's the difference?
When does the tornado blow through town again?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what I would say. You brought up something very extreme that we don't see in a lot of emails.
Right.
His parents. I mean, she wrote he was abandoned as a child. That is a huge fucking thing.
That's heavy.
So I can understand why that hovers over the whole thing. She's like, well, maybe she's making a lot of excuses for him that are rightful to make because you're like, well, he must be going through something. He's not.
Yeah.
I can see how he pushes me away when he thinks that I might abandon him. This is all coping. I can understand why she's gone to that with such.
And it makes sense. Yeah.
Makes sense. But again, the DJ had two roads. You have two roads too.
Right.
He either goes to a professional and seeks help and speaks about this with someone who can help him through his past to then be better for his future, or you go back to the same old, you know, waiting for him to break up again and freak out.
Right, exactly.
And if I'm going to go the route of waiting around, I'm ending it.
Yeah.
I'm walking away because this is something that is beyond this person.
Right.
To me, because if he comes back and he goes, no, I'm with you. I'm not afraid of commitment. I don't think he knows as much as you don't know.
Right, right.
And at that point, that's a professional that he can speak to that can help him, you know, have the tools to figure it out.
Right, and to deal and to cope with things instead of just ending a relationship with somebody that really loves you and pushing her away. To me, I'm just like, you're right. It's bigger than you at this point. It's bigger than the both of you.
But he also has to want, you can't push someone into therapy. You can't push someone into like quitting drinking or alcohol or drugs or whatever it is. You know, you said you had a really good question. You're like, what's the difference now that you guys are together?
Yeah.
That's the thing. If he's making a change and seeking professional help and seeking to like unpack these things, maybe you guys go to couples therapy.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I think you should go. He should go to therapy definitely by himself. But you guys should go to couples therapy too, because he needs to know how you feel. This also happens when someone's in a relationship like this where there's an imbalance. It's like you're so focused on dealing with his problems and his stuff that you're just throwing your feeling. You're just throwing them away because you're like, well, my stuff isn't. As
my family
significant.
Didn't abandon me.
Yeah, my stuff isn't as significant. My problems or my feelings aren't as important, but it's like they are. And if you don't deal with that, then that's going to, it's like you're heating it up and it's just going to explode.
Absolutely.
You know?
And if you're listening to this going, that's a lot of work, I don't want to do it, then you don't like them enough to go through the work. Then,
right.
But that's okay.
And that's fine. Yeah.
Totally fine. But don't sit here going, I guess I'll just wait for the next
explosion.
Yeah. It's like, no, you have to either be proactive or you do nothing, and doing nothing means you don't really care to do something.
Right, right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Carly, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Such a fantastic guest. Everyone go follow at Carly Iacolino, Secret Keepers Club every Monday. Shelby, thank you for coming on, popping in.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Freed. We are here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling a friend. Keep doing it. Please go now. We'll be back next episode. Boom.